in the communist state and strengthen Czechoslovakia's prestige. The program is believed to have started before the 1976 Olympic Games in Montreal. Leading athletes in the late 1970s and 1980s were faced with a choice: take banned substances or be kicked out of the national team. There has been a mixed reaction to the revelations. The chairman of the Czech weightlifting union, Emil Bezoska, said now documentation had come to light, he wouldn't deny that doping took place. But he said drugs had given Czechoslovak weightlifters extra drive. As a trainer, I brought this country 83 medals and 5 world records. Nobody will equal that feat in 200 years, says Mr. Bezoska. He also says weightlifters themselves were keen to take drugs in order to win. By contrast, Imrich Bugár, a Slovak athlete who came first in the discus at the inaugural World Championships, denies testing positive for drugs in 1987, despite documentary evidence that traces of steroids were found in his blood. Dr. Pavel Stejskal, who was the head of the office directly involved in supplying athletes with drugs, holds his hands up, saying he won't try to defend the indefensible. He says he considered going public at the time, but didn't, to protect his family from persecution. Dr. Stejskal, now a university lecturer in Olomouc, says he will never come to terms with what he did. By contrast, the current head of the Czech Olympic Committee, Milan Jurasek, stepped down as doctor to the Czechoslovak junior skiing team when he learned about the doping program.
Ian Willoughby with that report. Stand by your man, or perhaps not. The wife of the Civic Democratic Party leader, Mirek Topolánek, the man who's likely to become the next prime minister, on Monday dropped a small bombshell. She announced her intention to run for a seat in the Senate for a party other than that of her husband, a party that is, moreover, extremely critical of the Civic Democrats. Overnight, she's become a potential rival. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
She'd been nicknamed the Czech Hillary Clinton. A successful businesswoman in her own right, the 51-year-old Pavla Topolánková devoted herself totally to building up her husband's career. She followed him on